Only Remembered, compiled and edited by Michael Morpurgo.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Who'll sing the anthem? Who will tell the story? Some years ago, I came across the grave of a young British soldier in France, one of thousands, one of hundreds of thousands. I'd stopped to look, I think, because there was a wreath of poppies lying there. I read on the gravestone that this was a private killed in 1918, only 2 weeks before the end of the First World War. He was aged just 21. On the wreath was written, "To my grandpa, I never knew you. I wish I had." Out of the 10 million soldiers who were killed on all sides, many were young, some barely out of school. Most never grew old enough to know and be known by their children or their grandchildren. This book is made for them, for all of them. In my small village of Iddesleigh, in deepest Devon, there lives the last surviving widow of any of the soldiers who marched off from this country to the First World War. Her soldier was called Wilf Ellis. I knew him when he was an old man, and thereby hangs a tale, the terrible tale of the 10 million soldiers and of the 10 million horses, all killed in the First World War. Dorothy Ellis, now 93, has lived quietly and spent much of her life looking after the village church, keeping it clean and bright.